Hello and welcome. You're watching the news. I'm Gargi Rawat. It's a big day today in the country's aviation history. Air India is back with the Tata Group. Also coming up ahead, all the election news from Punjab and Uttar Pradesh. Let's take a look at the headlines we're tracking at this hour. Channi or Sidhu, party workers will decide who will be the chief ministerial face, says Rahul Gandhi, after Sidhu pleads at a Jalandhar rally, "Don't treat me like a showpiece." A big push in Western UP by the BJP today. Amit Shah in Mathura says the UP elections decide the future of the country, while Jayant Chaudhary hits out at BJP overtures, says he's not a coin to be flipped. The Tata Group officially take over Air India from the government today. Tata Sons chairperson says he's delighted it's back, and in a letter to employees says the golden age has now begun for the airline. Delhi relaxes several COVID restrictions, no more weekend curfews, and restaurants can open with 50% capacity, but no decision on reopening schools yet. The Health Ministry says while cases are now plateauing in the third wave, deaths are rising as several cities continue to see high positivity rates. And the U.S. rejects Russia's demand to buy Ukraine from NATO amid warnings Russia might invade its neighbor. Moscow says President Vladimir Putin would now assess the response.